This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. If you're planning on using your gift cards or your holiday cash for a January online buyer's blitz, you'll probably run into a CAPTCHA or two. You know what I'm talking about, right? Those little tests asking you to type in letters and numbers to prove that you're not a bot, but a human. I usually fail on first try, which hopefully proves I'm a human. Either way, Google says its popular version is now much easier to decipher, but that might not be the case for everyone. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Adam Ragusea has this report.
If you look at Google's CAPTCHA widget, there's an option for an audio test instead of a visual one. That's theoretically useful for people like Wayne Hawkins, a disability advocate in Sydney who's mostly blind.
We're talking on Skype. In Australia, you need to actually go through a CAPTCHA process to create a Skype account. And I listened to the CAPTCHA about 30 times and tried to type in what I thought I heard. But never got through.
I got a 4, a 1, and possibly a bad word in there. Why do the characters have to sound so garbled?
They're trying to find this sweet spot where the human perceptual system can understand what's being said, but it's too difficult to write computer programs to understand it.
This is Jeffrey Bingham, a professor at Carnegie Mellon University, where CAPTCHA technology was born in the 90s. He says there are other audio CAPTCHAs that are easier to make out.
Also, probably the ones that were most easy for computer programs to solve. I think if there was an obvious better model, we'd be using it.
A Google spokesperson says the team that just made the visual CAPTCHAs a bit easier is working on the audio ones, too. Wayne Hawkins isn't waiting. His Kill CAPTCHA campaign got the attention of Google brass. They gave him a meeting where he argued,
"You know, we understand that there's a need for some security protocol, but it doesn't need to be inaccessible."
And accessible is the magic word. Lainey Feingold is a San Francisco attorney who's negotiated agreements with companies like Bank of America and CVS to get CAPTCHAs off their sites.
Any company that's putting out either sites or mobile apps without considering accessibility for people with disabilities is really at risk.
And she says the risk isn't just that you might lose customers. You might get sued. In Macon, Georgia,
I'm Adam Ragusea for Marketplace.